everybody. This is Sam Luce here with another Take 10 episode, and I'm really excited. I have Stephen Posey with me from Kids on the Move, and he's just a great guy, and they've been doing a lot of really exciting things lately. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to interview him and talk to him about some stuff was about how they program. I'm sure a lot of you guys have already seen like the service they did for their church, and it was just, I thought it was really well done. I think they did a really great job, and I think programming for kids ministry and coming up with like an engaging program, especially one that's driven from the front, is something that I think that all of us can learn from, and I think they do it really well. And so that's one of the things I thought that Stephen would be great at, would be just giving us some wisdom and that we can learn from him and what they do to help all of us be better at what we do. So, Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Man, Sam, thanks so much for having me.
Awesome, man. I'm so glad you're here. Let me ask you this first question, because I think it's different for everybody, but I would love to hear what you guys and you personally would define as a successful program. Like, what does it look like to you, like, if it's a success?
Well, you know, first of all, we understand that, you know, that a church service or even a set of church services for kids is just, it's just one piece in the puzzle for a kid's spiritual development. But that doesn't mean we can't do our best to leverage all of our resources to make it the most fun part of their week and the thing that they look forward to more than any other thing in their week. And, you know, as far as defining success, I mean, the goal is pretty simply stated. The challenge is kind of in the execution. I mean, the goal is life change. And, you know, we try to produce our services in such a way that it compels kids to open their hearts to receive Jesus, to receive the principles of his word, you know, so deeply that they walk away thinking about it and talking to their friends about it or talking to their parents about it and ultimately living it out during the week. And if we do our job, then they can take this, you know, potentially complex theological, biblical principle and apply it right away to their lives. And so so that's the goal. But as far as whether or not it's a success, it's really hard to tell. I mean, if life change is the goal, you can't really see someone's heart as they leave. You know, I mean, you kind of wish. You almost wish that you could. You almost wish that there's like a, you know, like a halo over kids as they're walking out or something. So you like, you know, I got to that one, but
yeah,
it's not. You know, it's obviously not that way. And so we're constantly evaluating this, and
sure,
and really, you know, even just this week, my boss, Gabe George, our children's ministry director, came into the office and just started sharing stuff that was on his heart about, you know, I mean, there's certain things that we feel like we've done well, but it's just not where it needs to be. And it just, there's kind of this stirring in our hearts to, man, we just have to keep, you know, keep evaluating this and whether it's, you know, the style of the service or whatever it is, just making sure that we're doing what we're called to do.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's so huge. You know, just making sure that you are constantly asking yourselves, you know, what is success for us? You know, what is, are we, and are we making, you know, steps towards that? I think that's huge. That I think that you can't have success unless you understand what you're trying to accomplish. You know, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, especially in children's ministry, I mean, you get up and kids are kind of an easy audience. I mean, especially if you've got a couple of wins with them, you can, you know, kind of the difficulty is you can kind of be mistaken into thinking, well, they cheered, they laughed, and that was a success.
Or right. No,
we thought that was a rocking song, and they jumped and they danced, and so that's a success. Mm-hmm. But that's not the point.
Sure. No, that's true. That's very good. That's very good. So, like, kind of like leading into that. Now, what are like some of the questions you use to set yourselves up for success? Like, what do you, like, when you're in the process of like, oh, here's a great idea, like what questions do you subject those ideas to decide if this is something that is going to help us, you know, in our weekend service and our weekend program?
Well, I mean, there are several things. I mean, the very first thing we do, you know, when we, you know, just for example, for us, it's a Tuesday. My team meets together, and we just start talking about the content, and we just start talking about, you know, for example, this weekend we're talking about pride, and which is kind of a, I mean, it's kind of an abstract thought to talk to kids about. And so we literally spent all day Tuesday hashing it out. What is the point here? What are we, if I'm trying to get these kids to buy into changing their life for one thing, what's that one thing? You know, as Andy Stanley would say, what is the one thing? And so we just spend time just drilling down and thinking about, if they don't get this now, what, you know, we telescope out and say, what does it look like in a 25-year-old, a 40-year-old? And then we bring it back down to, okay, how does a kid apply it to their lives right now? And then we just start building our service and kind of telling our story, you know, with existing elements, who, you know, the people that we have. And that's kind of an abstract answer to this, but we just start, I mean, we really do start with the verse. What's the verse? You isolate the principle, and then you just illustrate it.
Sure. Yeah. So you just basically, you try to figure out, like, what is the bottom line? What do we want them to walk away thinking? And that's partly what you subject required to. Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy as adults to know how important these principles are, and just to give mental assent to it and say, well, you know, a kid should know this, and we know it's important. And so all we have to get out is give them the information, and surely they'll buy in, but that's not always the case. And so you have to kind of get down to the so what moment. You got to think about those kids that are sitting in there, and it's kind of a so what moment. And really, as far as some of the nuts and bolts, it's, you have to think about, we think about like this, that, you know, all these kids are coming to our church, they're coming to our auditorium, and each of them has a different story. Yeah. One kid may have just been yelled at all the way from home to church. One kid may have had the best week of his life, you know, it's a mistake for us to assume that just when someone gets up there with a microphone or starts singing a song, that their story immediately jumps into our story. We have to, I mean, that's why transitions are so important. That's why the flow of services is so important, is that, you know, yes, we're ministering to their spirits, but, you know, they have physical needs and they're so, you know, and all music and that humor and all those things minister to their soul as well. And so to get them to where they're ready to open their hearts, we leverage all those things for that. So.
No, that's great. Now, you mentioned principles, like some of the, you know, the principles or whatever. I'm a huge believer that in kids ministry, whether you come from a large church or a small church, that, you know, the principles are the same. It's just how they're worked out is different. Because you guys, you know, some people might look at you and say, man, you guys have this big church, you can do so much more. But, like, what are the principles? Because I think that's what we can learn most from, because those are the things that are timeless and don't change. So what do you think are some of the principles that would of what you guys do that would translate to any size church?
Oh man, that is an excellent question. The truth is everything that my team does in Kids on the Move now, and we, you know, there's a big auditorium and there's lights and music and all these tools that we can leverage to communicate the message. We were doing all these things, and my team in specific, with fifth and sixth graders, with a small room, with less than ideal circumstances, and so the principles were working there. I mean, it's one of the biggest things is something I alluded to just a second ago, and it's something that we heard from Pastor George. You find your verse, you isolate the principle, and you illustrate it. And so, if you're talking about Ephesians 6:1-3, you know, that's your verse. That's something every kid should know. But what's the principle? Well, the principle is, if I obey my parents, it's not for my parents' benefit. It's for my benefit, because it brings, things will go well with me now, and it brings me a long life. And so if I can illustrate those, that allows me to illustrate those things in several different ways that captures the imagination of kids. And so whether it's through a funny story or through, you know, through video or through a song or whatever the tool is, they're just tools. And if it works for our environment with our kids in that room, then it works. And we try to do it.
All right. Well, 10 minutes is up. It went by fast.
Oh, man.
And a couple things real quick is real quick answer. I know that you guys use puppets really effectively and you use them really well. What would you say to all the puppet haters out there, like Jonathan Cliff and Matt? And what would you say to them? What would you say to those puppet haters?
Yeah, you know, someone said that blogging was going out of style too, but
that's true.
I don't believe that.
That's a good one.
You know, it's just a tool. I mean, puppets are just a tool. I wouldn't say, in my garage, I'm never going to use a shovel again. It's just a tool. And if you can do it well, and if you got a great puppeteer, like we just happen to have,
it's great. That guy was great. You know, Majunker, whatever his name is.
Tim Cox is unbelievable. So we're blessed to have that, but it's a tool. It's a resource that's available to us. And so you better believe we leverage it and we're not into,
you're threatening them with a shovel, is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Use puppets or else.
Yeah. All right. Lastly, just to wrap up, like, I know you guys have a lot of stuff out there. You got your seed site, your blog, and you have a conference coming up. You know, how can we find more about what you guys do and where can people go after hearing this?
Well, if you'd like to watch the service that you mentioned, Kids on the Move Live, you can go to churchonthemove.com and there's a link for watch services. It was weekend before last. And then seeds.churchonthemove.com is our website where we give away everything we create, all of our songs, all of our videos, all of our sketches, all of our design elements. It's all there. All you have to do is give us an email and a username and just have at it. So, and that's seeds.churchonthemove.com.
And when's your conference? You got a conference coming up. When is that?
We do. Yeah. Seeds conference, is three conferences in one. There's a kids track or a kids stream, a youth stream and a creative stream. You don't have to just stick to one or the other. It's March 2nd through the 4th, this next year. And all the information is there on the Seeds website.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks, Stephen. Thanks so much for taking 10 minutes, and I appreciate it. I know you're a busy man, so thank you very much. And the kids ministry community really is blessed by you guys. Thank you so much for all you do.
Man, Sam, thanks so much for having me. We really appreciate all that you guys are doing, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, man. God bless.
All right.